Many saints have written, just that biologically we have a mother who gave us birth. So spiritually too, we have two wonderful mothers who care for us. The first mother is, of course, Holy Mother Church, who care and nourish us through her sacraments, giving us a family that we belong to, a family that we can worship, be cared for, and come together every Eucharistic celebration. But in a very particular way, we have an example par excellence of what it means to be a disciple. That is Mary, the Mother of God. Mary teaches us through her own faith journey, what it truly means to believe. From the lowly scenes of a manger with nothing on hand, to the painful scenes of Calvary with nothing else except her son, Mary taught us how to live with nothing except Jesus Christ. And Mary, without any pretension, without anything regarding herself, always we know that in the scripture, she always cared for those who follow Jesus Christ. The scripture have told us that she always stayed behind the scene to care for the disciples and the apostles. And she was there at all the important moments. Oftentimes, in the life of the church and in the life of our society, we're as human beings would like to always get the glory for ourselves. Yet Mary teaches us that it's perfectly fine and it's wonderful and it's our vocation not to glorify ourselves, but to follow Jesus day in and day out, oftentimes without recognition, to truly serve him, follow him, and love also everyone who follow him as well. Mary teaches us that. Mother Angelica once said, the founder of EWTN, and I told you this already, it's easy to be a saint until God begins to put people into our lives. It gets harder to be a saint then. Yet, Mother Mary teaches us that, you know, that we love Christ and also the one that is still in the process of learning how to be disciples of Christ as well. It's easy to love ourselves and wanting things our way, but it's more challenging, but more beneficial that we learn how to hold all these things in our heart. Mother Mary teaches that, to hold all these things within our heart. And how wonderful it is at Catholics that the first thing that we were taught is the sign of our salvation, the sign of the cross, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. But almost all, we are taught the three important prayers of our faith, the Our Father, the Hail Mary, and the Glory Be, right? Our Father, Hail Mary, and Glory Be. And it's important every year that we open the year right. The church does not do things by coincidence. By her own catechetical and very important way remind us that we need to open the year by learning from Mother Mary how to be a great disciple, and especially learning how to trust in her intercessions for us. In the Memorare, we are being reminded and taught that never what is known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession, but left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgin, my mother. How wonderful it is for us to know that Mother Mary is always there, and we have this confidence that she's always interceding for us. Not only for herself, never for herself, but for all of us who are still walking toward Christ on our faith journey. This is the great confidence that we know, that she's interceding for us just like all the saints and those who have gone before us. We believe in the communion of saints, that are above us and all around us, interceding for us. Therefore, even in our darkest moment, even in our hardest time, we are never alone. Never, ever alone. We have the multitude of saints who are interceding, lifting us up, helping us every step of the way. So as we begin 2019, may we remember how wonderful of a mother that we have and learn from her example, that as we pray in the Hail Mary, we also believe, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen.